This is exactly right.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm ghosted. By Roz Dresfeles.
Please.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. I got to talk to Patty Schemmel. If you don't know who Patty Schemmel is, you know the band Hole, one of the biggest rock bands of the 90s. Courtney Love. I mean, Patty is major. Patty has had quite the life. She's got a book about her life that she wrote. There's an incredible documentary about her life. It's a story of redemption. She has toured the world, honey. She has played for thousands and thousands of people. She has seen some shit. And she's hilarious. And so we talk, we pretty much stay on topic, I would say. We definitely talk paranormal and stuff similar to that. I had a great time talking to Patty, and I hope you enjoy it. I also have on Patreon every week full-length episode of me learning about paranormal stuff. Last week, I learned about the Bell Witch, which is a real spooky story, and I had a good time learning about it, so you can check that out. The link is in the description of this episode, and I think that's about it for me up here at the top. I'm just going to hand it on over to my really fun conversation with Patty Schemmel. On with the show. You guys, I'm joined by Patty Schemmel. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm a big fan, I have to say.
No.
Of the podcast, of you, one of my favorite things when I need a little pick me up is to look at that one Instagram of you doing the Who Am I? I think the character is sort of like a tarot reader.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, and it's on my Instagram.
It's so good.
Thank you. It's it was inspired by our mutual friend of ours, Sam Pancake. The two of us, one time we went to Palm Springs and we were like, well, what are we going to do? We have a house in Palm Springs and we're stuck with each other. We got to find something fun to do. So we went to like Target or Walmart or something. We're like, let's get a game. We got Guess Who. And then we turned it into this thing where we were just explaining in the most specific ways how each person looks. And then I just came to me like, oh, I should pretend that they're like tarot cards.
It was so good.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm honored. I'm such a fan of you.
Thank you.
And now we're meeting for the first time, and yeah. I'm a little bit finally starstruck.
We have a lot of friends in common.
Yeah. Yes, we do. And you, it's weird, I don't have a lot of musicians on this show. And I guess I just don't know a lot of musicians. I don't know, but I'm honored to have one. How do you feel about the term rock star?
No. It's weird because it's uncomfortable to be rock star. It just seems so, so much bigger. And, you know, like to me, like Debbie Harry is a rock star or, you know, like much bigger, amazing people.
What do you mean? How would that not put you in the category of rock star?
You're in one
of the most iconic rock bands.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me? So, I mean, if you're uncomfortable, if you don't identify as a rock star, I won't call you one. But
no, that's okay. You can.
I get to talk to a rock star about ghosts today. Yeah. What do you think about ghosts or paranormal in general? Where are you at with it?
Right. Well, I've always been sort of very supportive of friends that do, you know, sort of have a connection with paranormal, you know, with have stories about, like, there's always that one friend that's like, oh, you know, I have an extra sense for that, you know, and I'm roll my eyes about that. And then there's always like that friend that comes into a room and goes, wait a minute, I feel something, you know, like there's some cold wind through the room or it, and, you know, like that was always like Melissa in my band hole. She had some kind of connection always. She's like, she had this sort of a, maybe, I don't know what you'd call it, like spiritual witchy vibe. Uh-huh. And she believes that, you know, others from different planes and different spaces talk to us and to like, you know, open your mind to that, which I did for a while, like kind of like follow her lead. And it was interesting, right? I mean, really you could have a much more fantastical life that way. You know, like there was there was one particular moment we were in New Orleans and it was like 1995, but like the December 95, we went to New Orleans to do a bunch of, like to start writing songs for the next record, which was which became Celebrity Skin. And we were at this, we were staying in, on, you know, Magazine Street or something. And we had this like house that had many rooms and we were all staying there. And Melissa would feel this heaviness there. You know, it's New Orleans, it's very ghosty. She would talk about that. And like, and it was Courtney wanted to go because Trent Reznor was there a lot. And that was like, her draw was like, maybe we'll run into Trent on the street. And I'm like, I don't think so really. But so we stayed in this house and then we were recording at this Masonic temple, this building that was an old Masonic temple. And the Masons have a whole history of, you know, like their secret rituals and secret society. And that was interesting. And apparently they have, when they build or where their locations or their like headquarters or their lodge or whatever is always somehow symmetrical. Like the number was, we were on like 3rd Street or we're on 333 St. Charles on the 3rd floor of a building. So it was like that, you know, uh-huh. And so there was always these connections. So inside this room that we were recording at was just a giant space with like cement walls with all this sort of Egyptian painting on the wall. And we just set up in there. And I've never had a better drum sound, I feel like, ever. I loved that room. It was like, maybe that's what it was like. There was so much history and there was plenty of, you know, spirits floating around in that world and inside that little Masonic temple. And so there was a rumor about that it was an old hotel. And Melissa was like very, like her ears perked up. And the guy that was producing or like doing our demos with us said, well, it was an old motel and there was a hotel and there was a swimming pool in the basement. Huh. And a little boy drowned there.
Uh-oh.
And sometimes he comes around and he'll just take things. That's always the trickster, ghosty tricks, you know, they'll take things and hide them and move them around. And like, it didn't really happen to me, but one time we walked in, me and Melissa walked in and this will date us. Like there was a telephone book, like a thick telephone book had been thrown on the floor. And Melissa was like, and I was like, oh, it's not a big deal.
But she jumped to it with the little boy from the pool.
Yeah. So the boy did it. Yeah, the little boy. And I was like, why, first of all, did he choose to throw on the floor? So she was like, it's that boy. And I feel him here.
I'm a little bit that. So, see, I think that if you and I ever went to an old building together, you would roll your eyes. Because I mean, I've gotten better at it the more that I've talked to people over the years on this podcast. But I am the kind of person that's like, there's something here. I feel it. Uh-huh. But I don't know.
Yeah. I'm a little bit more on the, I love to like get carried away in a story and like, and consider it. Like I'm open, you know, and you know, it's like, but then there's like what I've been obsessed about lately and I can't stop is Sylvia Brown. Do you know
her? Oh yeah. The psychic.
Yes. Okay. There's this one account that has a lot on Instagram that has a lot of just Sylvia Brown clips on Montel. And her, like, there's one, like, she just, like, it's such, like, she just, you can see her mind. She's got, she just, like, will just make stuff up, like, really quickly. And, well, maybe she does, you know, maybe she does speak to people on the other side. But there's, a moment where one person, this woman stood up and said to Sylvia in this clip, my father, passed away and I miss him. And some, you know, there's a little, you know, hummingbird that comes by my window sometimes. And I think, and Sylvia just interrupts and goes, water, he died in water, you know, cause her voice is just like Linda Blair. And he says, she says, it's water, he died. And she goes, well, he died. It was 9/11. He died in 9/11. She's like, right. The sprinklers came down from the ceiling. I was like, and it's continuously these kind of, you know, like how she weaves in things and people ask things. And then she'll just say, like, I mean, it's almost like shocking. She'll go, you know, like, I want to, like a woman would say, you know, I want to know how my father died or whatever. She'll go, he hung himself, sweetheart. You know.
See, I imagine it would be so hard if you're writing books and you're on Montel and you're doing, yeah. You know, you're getting known as the psychic. You have to keep that up. And I just always have the hardest time believing that, like, you have to at some point be making it up. Like, I'm really supposed to believe that every time Sylvia Brown calls up every single dead person, they answer. There's no way. Why would they answer? They're going to go, oh, I'm going to be on TV. Let me talk to Sylvia. Like, come on.
No.
And I believe in this stuff, but I just, I do think it's good to be skeptical as well.
Yeah. And there's some people that I just feel are connected. Like, you know, that, you know, there are friends I know that do readings and I, they have a gift. I truly believe it. Like Marcella, a friend Marcella, she has a gift. I believe that she, when she does tarot and when, you know, that conversation, there's something there, you know, that I believe that. And then there's people like Sylvia Brown. I mean, they're not even on the same, in the same realm.
Uh-huh. Have you been to a psychic? Like, have you ever officially like made an appointment or done that kind of thing?
Yeah, there was one that when Hull was touring, we went to Australia, and Melissa loves a psychic, right? And so does Courtney, loves a psychic. I think she was like, you know, this is Madonna's psychic. We have to go, you know, something like that. And we go to this house. And like first I didn't want to say anything about who I was, anything, you know, and Melissa sits down, she gets a reading, and then she comes out, she's like, you know, and then I go in and I sit down, and like he says, so I'm feeling that, you know, you're well, he has an Australian accent, I will not do that, I can't do one. So, and he says, you are you assist people that are, you know, entertainers. And I was like, no, I'm not the assistant. You know, it was like all this stuff that was not even, you know, like there's a way that you can, I think that if like with psychics that they'll sort of be a bit general so that you'll kind of like connect if you need to and want to, that you can connect with them and then go, that's right. Sometimes I think there was a situation where a psychic said to Melissa, you're pregnant. And she wasn't, but I, you know, Melissa interpreted it as pregnant with a creation that she was about to, you know, present to the world.
Oh, like, oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You're giving birth to something. Yeah.
To something. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one that I went to was literally, I mean, didn't exactly say this, but was essentially like, you're the kind of person that likes to sleep at night and you like to wake up and eat breakfast and you also, you like air and you use bathrooms and like, it was like so general.
Yeah.
And like, I'm supposed to go, oh my God.
There's
how
like, yeah,
did
there's
you know this, that?
Like, what's his name? James Van Prague, the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a general way of going, you know, he'll go, I'm feeling like there's a thing where he'll put his hand on his head, close his eyes and go, I'm feeling someone here. Jerry, Johnny, Jenny, Joey, you know? And so we'll go, that's me, you know, in the audience. And then he'll go, there's someone in your life that's sick, you know? And then they're like, yes.
Yes. How did you know? Yeah. Well, I wanted to hear about, you were telling me that you have this story about a haunted closet.
Yes.
What is that?
That is about, there's a house in Silver Lake that I lived in for many years. And it was a big house and there's always lesbians in it. There's like, always lesbians and like maximums. 6-7 living there and always rotating and the big people are like, oh, I know your house. Cause there's always big lesbian ragers, you know?
Oh, sure.
And you know, they, you know, I would go to a kicker, you know, something like that. So, and eventually like, okay, this house was once owned by Fatty Arbuckle and he lived there in the silent film era. And the house was built like in, you know, like 1902, some crazy time. And so it's beautiful. And everything's like old and stained glass, original wood floors and like a weird sort of like inside that one, the closet that I'll tell you more about in a moment. There's like a little door and you can go into a crawl space.
Ooh, something shady went on in there.
Yes.
Well, if anyone doesn't know Fatty Arbuckle, right. Do you know the story of Fatty Arbuckle?
Yes.
It was like original cancel culture kind of a thing. It was the first big scandal, they say, in early Hollywood, 1920s. But yeah. It's one of these things where like stuff happened behind closed doors. A woman died at a party that he had. She died of a bladder problem. It was alleged by the press that he crushed her while raping her and crushed her bladder. It was never proven that that's exactly what happened, but he was no longer able to ever work after being one of the biggest stars in Hollywood and ended up with a real sad life. He died at, I think, like 46. Can you tell I Googled all this earlier? And he was actually, this is where it's like a really sad Hollywood story. He was offered finally like his big comeback and he died that day. Warner Brothers gave him a contract after all these years of like paying off his lawyer fees and being completely blacklisted and nobody would ever hire him again. And then he died.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. There's
yeah, it's real sad.
About him.
Oh, you know, another, okay. One of my dream guests was Louis Anderson. I never got to have him, but it was a dream to have Louis Anderson on this podcast.
Love. Yes.
I loved Louis. Rest in peace. The movie or the TV show Baskets, he's incredible on. Anyway, he said in an interview a couple of years ago that he went to a psychic early on in his career, and she said that he was in a previous life, he was a big movie star that was that died and came back into this body to right his wrongs. He was like some big comedy movie star, whatever. And so he interpreted it as being that he was Fatty Arbuckle. So he like did some Googling and he realized that he was born on the same day as Fatty Arbuckle. And he looked, in his words, a lot like Fatty Arbuckle. So he believed that he was Fatty Arbuckle coming back to right his wrongs. Isn't that crazy?
That is. Oh, my God. And
his dream was to play him in a movie, and it never got to happen.
I remember, like, one of my favorite jokes is him saying, there was this cookie brand called Almost Home. Mm-hmm. And he'd go, almost home, almost out of the store.
Oh, Louie.
I love him.
Okay, so back to your story about the haunted house.
So, yes. So this, the and apparently across the street, like Kitty Corner, was Mary Pickford's house, was like the house she was in. And then down the street was the Max Sennett studio, which it's on that, it's that weird building that's like, well, it's not weird. It's just, it's kind of like off Fountain, and everybody knows the Max Sennett stage is in Silver Lake. It's kind of, there's so much like early, you know, film lore about that whole area.
Yes, Los Feliz, Silver Lake. Yeah. If anyone listening doesn't know what we're talking about, it's like a part of LA, like East Hollywood, essentially. And it's the cool place to live, and and a lot of Hollywood, early Hollywood silent film history there.
This house has the closet upstairs. well, we would have a friend come and tattoo the whole house, right? He'd come down from like Monterey and bring his wife and stay at our house and then tattoo everybody and then call like home base. And then everybody would come by and pay him and he'd just do a whole run of a weekend of tattooing, right? So, and he's the one that's responsible for that Ben Affleck tattoo, if you know what I'm talking. Just go look at Ben Affleck tattoo, friends. It's a back tattoo. Okay. Anyway, this tattoo guy. So his girlfriend was staying upstairs, and at night, he'd be like up with us tattooing, and then she'd come running downstairs, and she came running downstairs, and she was like, oh my God, Jeremy, there's something going on with the closet upstairs. There's something in that closet. I can feel it. And she was like, she could feel things, but the door would creak open a lot. And she said she saw something in the closet, and the closet isn't big. It's a small closet. So it's not like Fatty's ghost. I don't know. It could be, she said she saw like a white sort of woman with like long, you know, like a long silky dress, you know, in the, you know, just an image. And
Fatty did drag. There's a couple, I've seen pictures online. Fatty was doing some drag in the movies.
That could possibly,
I love this, the sentence, Fatty did drag.
I know, me too. Had a good drag. But I, you know, and I go up there and I never felt, and other people would say, oh, because when the people would come over, they would say, oh, there's some, I'm like, oh, it's such a beautiful house. Tell me about it. You know, like, oh, the closet upstairs is haunted. And it's not haunted. I mean, I never felt it was. And then the last person that lived up there, used that closet for her cat's litter box. And so the whole floor of the closet was she slid that litter box in. Thinking, you know, and there was never a ghost after that. There was always like people wanting to like get drunk and go in the like little secret passageways and stuff. And that's the whole story basically.
There was so much early shady stuff going on in Hollywood, especially over there. I mean, there's that house over there. There's the house that they call the Jaws house that where they believe the Black Dahlia was murdered in the basement. I mean, there's just because the guy was a doctor that like would do illegal doctor stuff in the basement. Right. And like, there was just like a lot going on at the time. There's the Los Feliz murder house, which is over there too. Do you know about that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's like, there's.
Was it, oh, you mean the Manson one?
Well, there's that one
the
too.
La Bianca's.
The La Bianca murder. No, there's the Los Feliz murder house.
Trent Reznor was living in, what year was the murder house? When did that happen?
I think that was more like 50s. That was this dentist killed his wife and I believe attempted to kill his children. And then the house sat dormant for like years and people used to like go and like sneak in or like look in the windows and see all the old decorations that were left behind. And then it recently was up for sale. It might still be up for sale. It's like, it's real hard to sell a house that's literally called the Los Feliz Murder Mansion. But it's like a real spooky, real story. But wait, were you going to say something about Trent Reznor?
Yeah, Trent Reznor lived in one of the Manson. I don't know if it's the La Bianca house.
No, it was the Sharon Tate house when he was recording an album. Right.
Yes. On Cielo, was that the, wow.
Yep. So you never really encountered this ghost, or did you?
I never saw the ghost, but a lot of people would say that they felt some spirits in the closet. Spirits in the closet. Fatty did drag.
Fatty did drag. title of episode. Well, I was thinking maybe we could do a fun little thing where, and I was thinking about this because we do this every episode. I don't know what I'm saying right now. Where we listen to ghost voices. Are you down to hear some ghost voices?
Yes.
Okay. It's time for
EVPs
or EVPlease.
Have you heard of an EVP?
No.
EVP is electronic voice phenomenon. So it's when ghost hunters or anyone really believes that they've captured audio of a ghost speaking. And so I go to YouTube and I look for alleged EVPs and I have my guests guess what the ghost hunter believes the ghost is saying. So I'll play it first. I'll let you make a guess and then I'll give you some options. All right, first one, this was posted by Gas Paranormal, and it is at the Burlington County Prison Museum, not to be confused with the Burlington Coat Factory, the Burlington County Prison Museum, which is in Mount Holly, New Jersey. And you will hear the investigator speaking during it. They say, you'll hear a person saying, okay, have a seat. But then there's like a ghost speaking underneath and in between the words. So, okay, what is this ghost saying?
Okay, have a seat. Enjoy.
Okay, do you hear that like creepy voice in the background?
Yeah. Can you play it again? Is that weird? Do you do that?
Of course. I'll play it as much as you want.
Okay. It's saying yes, George.
Yes, George.
Yes. Gorge, maybe like your gorge.
Oh,
like,
gorge.
Yes, gorge.
Yes, gorge. It's either like a drag queen or like a beauty influencer or something. Okay. Well, it's funny because one of these options is similar to that. Is it A, who's that message for, George? Okay, somebody else heard George. Is it B, who wants a massage? They're free. Oh, that's creepy. Is it C, what am I going to do? Enjoy it? Or D, you're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. Okay.
Let's play it does again. Sound like the men's warehouse.
Guys.
Suit guy.
Okay. Is it the ghost of the men's warehouse suit guy at the Burlington County Prison Museum coat factory? All right, we're gonna play it again.
Okay, have a seat, Joy.
Wait, let me do it again.
Okay, have a seat, Joy.
Yes, George. That's it. That's what I heard. It's gotta be.
Yeah, they believe that it's A, who's that message for, George?
Oh.
See, okay, now that we know that, let's hear it again.
Okay, have a seat, George.
I hear it.
I do. I don't hear all the words at the top, though. I don't hear who's that message
for. Who's that message for, George? Well, here's one more. This one was posted by Joseph Fontaine, and it is at the Woodlawn Cemetery in Attleboro, Massachusetts. What is it saying? It's a creepier, different kind of voice.
Yeah.
Here we go. Do you hear that? Okay.
Nadia Comaneci. That's what I heard.
It could be an Olympic watcher. That is not one of the options I have here.
Okay.
But hey, it could be. Nobody knows. You know, this person's just making a guess. But is it A, taco with eggplant? Which I don't know what that either. That sounds like a disgusting thing to eat or a disgusting thing to be texted with emojis. B, I thought I was taken. C, talk with me again. Or D, talk to Clay Aiken. Okay. Here we go.
It's talk to me again, right?
Yes, talk with me again. I hear taco with eggplant.
I heard taco a little bit too.
Yeah, let's play it. Taco me eggplant.
That's it, taco me.
And which makes sense. It's a very logical thing to hear at a cemetery.
Taco me again.
Huh? Yeah.
Taco me again.
Taco me again. I'll take another taco, sure.
Taco.
Okay, let's do another thing. I'm just gonna say a bunch of unexplainable things, whatever, paranormal, supernatural. And I wanna hear your thoughts. Maybe it'll bring up a story for you, or I don't know, just whatever. We'll see what happens. What do you think about Bigfoot?
Love. And grew up in the Pacific Northwest.
Right.
So when me and some friends, and actually the guys in the Screaming Trees, another band from Seattle, would go out on squatch watches, and you go out into the woods and you bring beer and you just sit quietly and do a squatch watch and just kind of look for a Sasquatch. I've never seen a Sasquatch, but they say that they smell really bad. And like, who came up with that? Like how, how, like, I mean, there's only.
Maybe that's why they stay away. They're conscious, you know, they're self-conscious. Yeah. They're like, every time we try to say hi, people are like, ew, you smell. So you know what? Never mind. I'm just going to hide. You're never going to see me. How about that?
I'm gonna hide. Yeah. And I mean there's that footage, it's like the Zapruder footage, but it's not. It's like the guy that has that one footage of the set.
The famous one. Yeah, the Patterson Gimlin.
That's
film.
It. Thank you. They're saying haven't you seen like those In Search Of shows where they talk about how, this couldn't have been, they couldn't have made this up because, you know, and they'll like get out and do like the math figure out that this is real footage of a Bigfoot. And, you know, we have the foot, they would go out and pour, you know, you've seen those feet,
yes.
The Bigfoot feet.
Yeah, the footprints.
You ever seen them?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all in with Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I'm all in and I'm not skeptical. I believe that there's Bigfoot out there.
When you were growing up in the Pacific Northwest, did you ever have any ghost experiences or know of any local urban legend-y type places?
Well, it was, you know, Green River was always scary. It's the home of the Green River Killer. And that was scary. There was a lot of serial killers from there. So but you know, when, as a kid, you don't really know what's going on. And, I remember that, like, it took a long time for that to like come out. But I do remember, this has nothing to do with the Pacific Northwest, but I do remember as a kid getting, this 45 of, a song, and I forget exactly, Love Roller Coaster.
Oh, yes.
And there's the myth about this, like, somebody told me that in the song, you can hear a girl screaming. And I was like, what? And he was, yes, she was being stabbed outside the recording studio when they were recording the song. And I was like, oh my God. And like listening to it over and over and over again and hearing that, you know, yeah. And actually, you know, it's a song about a roller coaster. I'm sure there's someone screaming, but there was all those kind of like scary myths about songs, like Kiss, one of my favorite bands, you know, they were all knights in Satan's service.
Yeah. Or like a Stairway to Heaven backwards. It's like
scary. Right. Like all those music, like scary music things were just I like to get scared with that stuff. Like get out a record and play it backwards and go, or like Judas Priest, you know, they think, Satan is my, you know, God or whatever. There was all those. And then that whole, the whole Satan thing in the like late 70s, early 80s, where, you know, kids were being, told that they couldn't listen to heavy metal because that's what, you know, it's the devil's music. And kids were going to like become obsessed and start killing other kids.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Loved it.
Did you ever think about putting like any kind of secret subliminal messages in any of your music?
No, but I love that. Like there's, I forget exactly. There's certain records, if you look at the vinyl, sometimes etched inside the vinyl, right near where the label is, there's like messages, you know, like, you know, hope you like listening or whatever, those kind of things I loved. And then like, there was always like a secret track on a CD.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't very ghostly though. That wasn't ghostly at all. That was more, you know,
the Love Roller Coaster thing I have listened to late at night and it scares me so much. And I know that it's not real. It's been debunked. But there's the story the lady that's on the cover of the album, they said, just happened to be in the recording studio that day and she was stabbed. That, or I think the other one is that in the picture, she has like a bunch of honey on her or something like that. And it's like, it melted her skin or something like that. And she's screaming right when they were recording and they never thought to take it out.
Like, how can you hear a screaming lady, you know, outside the studio?
But there's also something about like Dark Side of the Moon during Wizard of Oz. Like that is like creepy to me. And it's it's like, it's all cool, but there's something about it that creeps me out. I don't know why it's
when
creepy.
Stuff sinks up Yeah, when things sync up like that, it's so, that's kind of creepy and ugh, you know?
Yeah. I was actually, I did some research because I wanted to see, you're from Marysville, right?
Yes.
I wanted to see if there was any haunted places there. And there is a road that people say is very haunted. It's now called Fire Trail Road. It's called Marine Drive, but it says that it was once called Marysville Pilchuck Road. And some of the stories, the most common story, this is from onlyinyourstate.com. They say the most common story is that someone who is driving down the road will look in their rearview mirror and see a person sitting in their back seat. But when they turn around, the person's gone.
Oh.
Did that ever happen to you?
No, but yeah, I mean, driving on Fire Trail Road was mostly about going out into the woods to go to some secret keg party. And
with
you know,
the Sasquatches?
Yes. And it's like a 2-lane road and it's rural and there's ditches on each side. And it's just in the middle. And like, this is like 83, 84. So it's like lots of dudes with like, you know, muscle cars and, you know, somebody's going on a beer run and stuff. And like, there are those kind of things, you know, so-and-so, you know, like Dead Man's Curve, like that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So-and-so drove off the road and, you know, and all the kids were, you know, not hurt, which was crazy because the car rolled 62 times or whatever, you know.
Yeah, it says, according to local legend, the fire trail ghost is the spirit of a man who was driving too fast along the gravel portion of the street. His car went off the road into a swamp, or possibly Cummings Lake, and he drowned. Phantom lights have been seen at the crest of a certain hill along the road, appearing as a glowing ball that disappears after 30 seconds. This might be the fire trail ghost warning drivers of the dangers of the road.
I love it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was actually written about.
So it must be real if it's on the internet.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Michigan.
And ghost experiences in Michigan?
Well, yeah.
Anything?
I feel like I'm constantly talking about this. There was a place called the Ada Witch, where it was also like kind of a hitchhiker ghost, where there was like this dark road and some people would say they see this woman and then they let her in the car and then she'd disappear.
Yeah.
Or you just see her glowing walking down the street, or she'd be in a long white gown, of course.
Yes.
And then you drive by and go, Fatty did drag. Okay, wait, I have another couple of questions here. What do you think about the idea of Ouija boards? Do you ever use a Ouija board?
Yes. And I remember a neighbor had one and we were playing with it. And my mom told us not to, because she was, I don't know, she was like, don't, that's not, you know.
Were
and
you
it was
raised
like,
with religion?
So that made, no. I mean, my mom, they were, my mom was Catholic, but no, they were just really kind of open about whatever. They were spiritual, my parents,
cool.
people, but not like, yeah. So, but my mom didn't want us messing around with it. And that made it even more exciting because it was like, let's get back to that Ouija board.
Did you talk to anyone?
And it was, no, I don't. I mean, I'm sure. And it was, I think I remember it happening like on a camping trip and like all of the kids were in the tent and we were moving the, and I don't remember any of the questions. I just remember, you know, like, oh my God, it just took off by itself. You know, those, it answered.
Totally. You moved it. Now you moved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about curses? Do you think that that's real? That
sometimes I'll consider, like, my grandmother was from Ireland and she believed in so many superstitions. And so she would tell my mom, and then my mom would say to me, you know, if you, I don't know, just like if you don't bless someone after a sneeze, the devil will fly up their nose and they will be cursed. You know, those kind of things. And it, as a kid, you kind of think, ooh, you know, it's, and then it sort of just sort of kicks around in your mind, and it's still kind of there. So you just to be safe, bless you, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just gotta like
might as
well. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
The devil's
so, yeah,
just devil's lurking around allergy season, just waiting to get inside of someone.
Just waiting, but. Yeah. So there's always those sort of like superstitious things about, you know, if you don't do this, this, you know, this is going to happen. And it, I mean, my practical mind says no, but then there's just still a little bit inside my head that goes just to be safe again.
Yeah. Yeah. Curses. I've been thinking a lot about curses lately. And I do think that it's possible, but there's just like a lot of things where there's just like the patterns keep happening, like the same thing. Like, is that a coincidence? Some say no, some say yes. I don't know. I don't know if I think I believe in curses. Sure. Why not? I mean, but I'm also somebody that's like, if you buy this crystal, you won't get cursed. So I'm like, get me five of them. Like, I'm down for like whatever it takes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's like moments in time where things are just not going your way. And then, you know, and then things pick up and things are great. You know, like you could easily say, I was cursed and somehow it lifted.
Yes.
And now I'm fine. Yes.
Right. What do you think of UFOs?
There's like always that time, like when I was a kid, we would look at the stars and then you'd see like something moving around it.
Wait, you froze. Sorry, you froze. You said you were you saw something moving around.
Like we'd always say, oh, that's a UFO. Like I love science fiction. Science fiction is like amazing. And I love those stories about UFOs and about other galaxies. But, and I have friends that are full on into it. And also I have a friend who says they were abducted. And
what?
Do you know Jenny Shimizu? She was a Calvin Klein model.
Oh my god.
She said she was abducted by aliens.
What
definitely
is her story?
Or came from a different planet. I don't know. We got a I don't know the details, but
oh, I'm gonna have to hit her up. I wanna hear about being abducted.
Yeah.
I've been dying to get abducted lately. Have you?
I wouldn't mind either, actually.
Have you heard that NASA has this idea of sending nudes up into space, nude drawings of humans in hopes that extraterrestrial life will be like, and come on down and make some contact or something. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. And I thought it was a setup for a joke.
No, it's not. I swear to God, it's a thing. Look, I found an article. It's from discovery.com. And it says that NASA revealed this image as part of their Beacon in the Galaxy, which is their latest string of attempts to reach other life. This just happened this week. And it's not the first time that naked depictions of humans have been sent to space. They did this in 1972, 1973. It says, quote, the proposed message includes basic mathematical and physical concepts to establish a universal means of communication, followed by information on the biochemical composition of life on Earth. There's a bunch of stuff. Anyway, there's nudes included. They're like drawings. They're not like hot, you know, but they're like.
I want to see what they're sending.
I know. But to me, yeah. It's like, because it says here, people are scared that it's going to welcome them to come down and they could be bad. And it says, quote, logic suggests Logic suggests a species which has reached sufficient complexity to achieve communication through the cosmos would also very likely have attained high levels of cooperation amongst themselves and thus will know the importance of peace and collaboration, said the team. I don't want anyone having my nudes. I don't trust anybody with that. I don't care what planet you're on. It feels like... like, they keep trying to send messages, and no one's replying. And now it's like, isn't that kind of the predator move to be like, well, how about a dick pic? It's like, I haven't replied to you. Like, I'm not, can't you take a hint? Like, don't, why are you stepping it up to that? God, we are creeps.
Remember that, Jodie Foster movie about, called Contact? And it was, she would hear, like, just, like, the most lightest little something and, you know, like, using these giant, like, satellite dishes that were the size of a house. And I guess apparently those kind of things are real, where they hear the audio of, you know, some kind of tone or something that's speaking back to us.
Right.
And so there is something there. But there's never been, like, who came up with the idea that aliens are, you know, they don't have hair on their bodies and they have long fingers and their heads are that shape?
It's from people seeing them. People claim that they've seen them and that's what they've described. Or they get abducted.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't know. I believe in it. I don't know where they live. But I think that there's definitely things up in the sky that we don't know what they are.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, really, that would be something amazing to happen that we would definitely need is aliens to just show up. And
we need a change. Like, we need, like, when it's like the eighth season of a TV show and it's like, let's get, like, you know, a monkey in the cast. Like, we need, like, a shakeup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like what happened to Happy Days when Mork showed
yes,
up.
Yes, exactly. Know that's literally that. What we need to happen to the Earth.
I can't believe. Yes. God. Yeah, let's bring a space person into the. Yeah.
Why not? Like, well, Patty, I guess that's it.
Yes.
This has been so,
it was so
fun.
Good to meet you.
I know. It was so fun talking with you. Now we know your thoughts on some paranormal stuff. If you ever encounter a ghost, let me know. Yes. We got to talk about it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a little more conscious of it. So that way, maybe that's it. It's like you have to put out your antenna and then it shows up, whatever it is. Bigfoot, Fatty Arbuckle's ghost, who knows?
Yes. Yeah. Well, tell people where to find you and your book. Tell people about your book.
Yes. Yes. I did a documentary called Hit So Hard with all the archival footage I shot during pole tours. And from that documentary, I did a book and I had help writing it. And it's just sort of like the way it was. And then what happened and the way it is today, and with the recovery through line, because I mean, that was a big part of my story was, you know, a dream of becoming a rock star and playing drums in a band. And then, but also, you know, being a drug addict and, you know, that being eclipsing the dream, you know, because that's what happens, you know, with addiction is nothing is as important as that when you're in full blown addiction. Mm-hmm. So that's what the book's about. And you can find me, I'm on Instagram and Twitter, just my name, Patty Schemmel @Patty.
Oh, well, thank you so much for doing this. I love your story. I think you're so inspiring. I think you're so cool. And I think you're hilarious. And you should...
Vice versa.
Oh, stop.
I think you are.
Well, you're welcome back anytime, Patty. Thank you so much to Patty Schemmel. Oh, my God. Fatty did drag. Is that going to be merch? Fatty did drag. P.S. That was his name. Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. There's no body shaming. His name was Fatty. And he did drag. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to the show. Rate it 5 stars. If you have a ghost story, you could leave it in a 5-star review, or you could just write something nice on Apple Podcasts or rate it on Spotify. You know the things to do. You can follow me on social media. Not super paranormal, but it's still fun anyway. I'm at Roz Hernandez on Instagram, at It's Roz Hernandez on TikTok and Twitter. Please tell your friends about the show. Pride Month is coming up. I've got some great LGBTQ+ guests coming at you, as we often do. And, support the show with my Patreon, patreon.com/RozDresVelez. Okay, that's enough out of me today. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Starburns Audio, a podcast network.